You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was at ground zero when it comes to election panic yesterday. Ground
panic?
Zero, Dom.
What happened?
Costco. I had to make my way into a Costco yesterday in hysteria. My God, I've never seen so many people rushing to the back of the store to scoop up paper towels and toilet paper. And by the time I made myself get back there, I think they had like maybe 10 packages of each left. They're flying through it. I was talking to one of the stock guys there, and he's like, as soon as it comes in, man, it's gone. We've got people calling the store before they come down.
Why is this happening again?
Here we go again.
What is the people's weird thing about toilet paper?
I guess it's because this whole, you know, the COVID numbers are going up, topped with the election panic and what's going to happen today and this week, you know, with riots or whatever. And everyone's freaking out and stocking up again. Like, they were out of so much stuff. I was like, why did I even come here?
The loss of reason through all this. I mean, yeah, I think there's going to be all sorts of civil unrest over the next couple of days. That doesn't mean that companies will stop making toilet paper. I just, the strange... weird. And, you know, us talking about it, I kind of wish we didn't talk about it because all that does is fuel it. So now people hear this and they're like, oh, my God, I got to go.
Yeah, they already know. It's all over social media.
Yeah, but people who were borderline, like, oh, that's stupid, are not going to say, well, maybe I should.
Yeah, you might want to go get your piece of ply.
You know, and Gretchen was going to go to Costco today for totally unrelated reasons. She just wanted to go and get certain other things.
She just needed some soup.
You know, stuff for cooking and everything. Go get some of that trout that they sell. And now it's going to be some stampede of
frightened people. Flour and I think it was yeast and something. Oh, and noodles. We saw a story last night. Noodles. Like those are the next biggies that everyone's freaking out and having to stock up.
Well, I did my part. I had noodles last night.
I hope you're rationing them out.
Contributing to the downfall. You know, the thing about noodles, let's talk about noodles for a second.
Yeah.
Who is really good at guesstimating how many spaghetti noodles to put into a pot? Now, it's one thing if you're cooking like your house, family of four, you probably put the whole damn thing in.
Every time, yeah.
Okay, but if it's just one or two people, you're kind of eyeballing, and how much you pick out never seems to match up to the final results. There's either too few or way too many. That's really hard.
I mean,
I think what they need to do is...
You just do it all the time, don't you?
No.
And you put the leftovers in the fridge.
Ooh, see, now I will never eat a leftover noodle.
Really?
That's foul to me.
Huh.
I have to... I mean, I'll save the sauce.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll save sauce for days. Freeze it, put it in the fridge, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the noodles, I need fresh noodles each time. That's gross to me.
Yeah.
But how about if they did this? What if they sold these packages of pasta noodles... and they had inside the package little dividers for a like serving for one person.
Yeah.
So if you're going to make it just for you, you open up the package, but you just pull out from that one section, throw that in.
Right, or count them out. Like 30 noodles is a serving of one.
I don't want to have to count. I just want it in a...
You want little hash marks, like on a stick of butter.
Sections inside that have the noodles in there. Two people, two sections.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're on
something. That's my brilliant idea.
There's got to be individual servings of noodles that you could do that with or on the package already. That's got to be out there, right?
What do you mean? I'm talking about when you open the package of spaghetti noodles, you just got all the noodles in there. You don't know how many.
No, I know, but they have to have them now with a little divider or something in there where it's like one serving, two serving, three serving, four serving.
They just shove them all into a box.
Crazy.
And then they tell you how much is a, quote, serving.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard. Life is hard. And I'm doing anything to talk about anything but the election and Costco.
It was insanity, man. Insanity.
Well, all right.
I went home and burned my clothes.
Did you?
I pretty much got everything I need. I got a rotisserie chicken, so life is fine.
That's all you need, right? One of those
giant
oversized
chickens. Yeah, we needed some produce. They had some produce. Although, I will say the produce section even was like, it was really picked over. It was borderline scary. Just it was, again, the panic in people's eyes. It was like,
that's ridiculous.
Relax.
Did you go into the coldest room on earth?
Oh, the milk room?
They have that, those rooms. Costco's will have various rooms, like where sometimes where they keep produce and stuff, and it's super refrigerated.
Yes, yeah.
And you
that's
go
the
in there, and it's
room
like
in the milk room.
It's like the coldest room ever.
I always love. This sounds horrible, but it's funny. It's completely innocent. I love watching moms or dads walk into that cooler if they have a baby sitting in the front of the cart, like just sitting there, a little 1 year old or whatever, mm-hmm. and watching the reaction on that little child's face is just fantastic. Like that little, their eyes get big and they're like, what the hell just happened?
The kid's bopping along. And then
yeah!
In their mind, you know, all of a sudden they're in the Arctic.
Yes, like, they have no idea what's going on. And I always laugh at those little babies. That's so horrible, right?
It's like, when did we make a left turn and go to Winnipeg?
Right.
I mean, what
Santa,
the hell?
We're Santa.